from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. President Donald Trump hosts Chinese President Xi Jinping at the U.S. leader's Mar-a-Lago resort in Florida Thursday and Friday. Their two-day summit will undoubtedly focus on North Korea and its nuclear program. Threats and sanctions, including China's recent cutoff of coal imports, have failed to deter Pyongyang's drive to become a nuclear-armed power. Trump said if China is not going to solve the problem of North Korea, in quotes, we will. U.S. experts warn North Korea is planning its sixth nuclear test. Tokyo called a February North Korean ballistic missile launch over the Sea of Japan intolerable. Families and rescuers continue to search for victims of flooding and landslides in the southern Colombian town of Moquia that have killed at least 254 people, including children, injured hundreds, and devastated entire neighborhoods. President Juan Manuel Santos blamed climate change for the disaster, saying Moquia had received one-third of its usual monthly rain in just one night. Several rivers burst their banks near Moquia in the early hours of Saturday, sending water, mud, and debris crashing down streets and into houses as people slept. Volunteers and firefighters tended to 82 bodies downstream in the town of Villa Garzon and said many corpses were still caught in debris. Disaster officials said more than 500 people were staying in emergency housing, and social services had helped 10 lost children find their parents. The catastrophe came after days of torrential rains that left large parts of the region without electrical power or running water, VOA News. Conservative Serbian Prime Minister Aleksandar Vučić has won Sunday's presidential election by a wide margin, affirming his control over political life in a country seeking warmer relations with the West while strengthening ties with the traditional ally, Russia. Independent pollsters late Sunday showed the 47-year-old Vučić carrying about 55% of the vote, assuring an outright first-round victory by pulling more than the required 50%. His nearest rival, opposition candidate Saša Janković, was carrying just over 16%. A lawyer by training, Vučić has since 2008 pushed for Serbia's entry into the European Union, signaling a dramatic shift from his ultra-nationalist stance of the 1990s as a member of the far-right Serbian Radical Party. He has also pushed for improving ties with former foe Kosovo, a key European requirement for Belgrade's entry into the 28-nation trade bloc. Nikki Haley, the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, said Sunday that President Donald Trump has not blocked her from criticizing Russia, even as he continues to assail U.S. news media for its reporting on congressional and legal investigations into whether his aides colluded with Russian officials to help him win the election.
In my dealings with Russia in particular at the United Nations, you know, we beat up on them because we thought that what they did with Crimea and what's happening in Ukraine is wrong, and we called them out for it. And what we've said is that they are not being helpful in the way that they and Iran are covering up for Assad. We don't think that's helpful. We need their pressure when it comes to dealing with ISIS, and we also need their pressure when it comes to dealing with China and North Korea. So there are certain things that we do work with Russia on, and then there are certain things when they do something wrong, I have no problem calling them out on it.
Asked whether Trump needs to be beating up on Russia as well, Haley responded, well, of course. He's got a lot of things he's doing, but he's not stopping me from beating up on Russia. The U.S. intelligence community has concluded that Moscow, on orders from Russian President Vladimir Putin, meddled in last year's presidential election in an effort to help Trump defeat Democrat Hillary Clinton, a former U.S. Secretary of State. President Trump meets with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi Monday at the White House. It is the Egyptian leader's first official visit to the presidential mansion. Former U.S. President Barack Obama froze aid to Cairo after Egypt's military, led by then-General Sisi, overthrew Egypt's first democratically elected president, Mohamed Morsi, in 2013. Sisi was elected to the presidency a year later. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.